This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That is the sound of bells at the University of Michigan Bell Tower. Now, what would be newsworthy of that? It is playing the melody of a Jewish prayer called Misha Berach, a prayer of healing that is well known in the Jewish service. And that melody, written by the foremost composer of what is called contemporary Jewish music, the late Debbie Friedman, a woman whose music has been sung in synagogues and youth groups and conventions around this country and around the world for 50 years. Abby Frank is the board chair at the University of Michigan, Hillel, the Jewish student group on campus. And Abby joins us now. Abby, Bud Mishkin here at WCBS in New York. Thanks for a few minutes of your time. How did this come about?
Thanks for having me.
How did this come about, playing Misha Berach on the Bell Tower's bells last night?
Sure. Sure. So we watched the horrific events and the murder of Jewish people the beginning of this week. Our juniors, one of our students, a junior, Netta Alivin from Chicago, felt very lonely on campus, and she was trying to think of something she could do to bring people together. She's in a course. There's a course at the University of Michigan that teaches how to play the carillon on our famous and iconic bell tower at the University of Michigan. And she went up to her teacher, Dr. Tiffany Eng, and asked if it would be possible to play Jewish music just to have a time when people could come together and feel the closeness of the university. And she was very amenable to the idea and actually reached out to a former classmate, a former student of hers, Kevin Lieberman, who for his final project had written the composition to play that very famous Misha Berach song on the carillon. And that's how it happened, because of her initiative. She also, later in that afternoon, there was another opportunity. They played two other songs on the carillon. She and another classmate played Oseh Shalom and another song, Misha Berach, Hamalach HaGoel Oti, which really means that our king to watch over us.
And Oseh Shalom, Oseh Shalom is a well-known prayer for peace in the Jewish service. I should know this as a musician, but a carillon, what is that?
That is the inside, the how you play the bell tower. There's a bell tower on the campus of the University of Michigan. You can see it in all of our photos, all of our things, our pictures of the university. There's flags. It's the major icon, of course, besides Michigan Stadium on our campus. And inside there's an ancient bell tower. And that's what that's called, how you play the music from that.
Abby, I don't know how long you've been at the University of Michigan or connected to the university, but any idea whether this has been done before?
So I am a graduate. I graduated in 1993. My daughter graduated last spring, and I've been the board chair only for 6 months. But it has been, Jewish music has been played before, but I'm not certain if it's been done in wartime as a time of solidarity. I venture to say this is the first time for that purpose.
And has been played from the bell tower before?
Misha Berach, I believe, has, by Kevin Lieberman. But the Oseh Shalom and the Hamalach HaGoel, the ones I mentioned that came later, Netta actually was writing that with her other classmate, Kinneret. And I believe that is the first time those two songs have been played from the bell tower.
Abby, only about 30 seconds left, and I understand this is a question or a conversation that could go on for hours. It's only been less than a day, less than 24 hours since this has happened, or about 24 hours. Any response from the Jewish students, any response from the non-Jewish students on campus to this music?
The music has, right before I got on the phone, on the call with you, I heard from our staff that the video is going viral on TikTok. And you know what that means. It's pretty good for us. We have heard only positive things from our students and the community, that they're happy, feel comforted by it. And I should say that it is going through the alumni community like rapid fire. I'm hearing from so many people that it's one of their favorite videos that they've watched over the last few days.
Abby Frank is the board chair at the University of Michigan Hillel, the Jewish student group on campus, where the bell tower last night played the music of the Jewish prayer called Misha Berach, a prayer of healing, and also the prayer of peace, Oseh Shalom. Abby, thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having us.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.